The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Have y'all been feeling good all the morning?
Oh yeah.
Like not run down from crazy weekend stuff and all of that?
No, not really.
No?
Not really.
My back's a little sore, but...
Oh, you're down in your old back.
Down in my old back. I haven't flipped my mattress in long enough. Too long.
Oh, I thought you hurt your back flipping your mattress.
I mean,
trying to flip a king-size mattress is crazy.
It's crazy. But I do it. But I haven't done it in a while, so I think that's why.
I didn't know you're supposed to do that.
Every 30 days, you flip it. Every 90 days, you flip it and rotate it. That's what they say.
Every 30 days?
Every 30.
Huh. I didn't flip mine in...
ever.
Whenever I moved into this apartment, this house that I'm living in now, was the last time that I probably did that. If I did it. I don't even know if I did it then.
Mm-hmm. Probably, because that one side probably had a pee stain on it.
Ew.
Oh, you got pee-pee. You
got to flip it.
You got pee-pee on your
mouth. Turn it over.
You pee your pants.
Won't nobody see it.
Oh, my God. I peed myself.
So, did y'all know Alexis just like full on crashed out at somebody's house?
Yeah,
over the weekend.
I saw that.
No.
Yup. I was a youngin' this weekend.
Like a bitch. Couldn't stay. You're like a little party bitch. Couldn't stay up late. Keep partying.
I know.
So was this the second party of the night that you had been to, or the second party of the weekend that you had been to?
The second party of the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me.
And everybody's in the kitchen, and what were they cooking?
Yeah, so I went to a friend's house. He had friends that came over after they left the bar, and he made frittatas. So he started cutting peppers and onions and all that. And they were all in the kitchen. We kept drinking because they had a nice bar, too. But I was over it. I couldn't stay up anymore, so I just wandered off.
And you found his bedroom or just a bedroom and went to sleep?
I took a good guess that it was his room, but I didn't ask. I just went in there and laid on the bed and went to sleep.
And you slept there all night?
Yep.
Now, did he come in and sleep in the bed with you, or when you woke up, you were in there by yourself?
No, he was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did y'all, did he like take your makeup off of you or do any of that kind of stuff to help you?
No.
You still in your clothes?
Yeah.
Head hurting?
She's lying.
I promise you. I had on shorts, a shirt. I literally went to bed. I was like, I'm done partying. I don't care.
All stuck together and stuff. You're trying to. Yeah.
Oh, is that what you were wearing to the party though? That's what I'm saying. Was it the outfit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hair was still with my little elastics and everything.
Hmm.
Yep.
And so he just goes to bed and sees, oh, this is where Alexis went. We were wondering where she went.
Probably, because I didn't tell anybody. I was like, I'm going to the bathroom. And then I went to the bathroom. And then I was like, I'm just going to go to sleep. I'm going to find a bed. I'm done.
What, Regan?
I mean, it sounds like she's lying as the story goes. And what did he make for you? Frittatas. What?
Yeah, maybe frittatas?
Drunk frittatas at 4 a.m. That sounds like bullshit.
The chef.
Sounds like you're making that up. He was, frittatas?
I mean, that's what it is when you hang out with chefs. They cook all the time.
They made a frittata?
Yeah.
Drunk? That's got to be the most difficult shit I've ever heard. He's making crepes.
You're insinuating, Regan, that she's lying to us about this?
I would say the truth if I, you know, had gotten lucky. I would be excited about that because that was the plan, hopefully. At some point, I was going to hang out with someone and that was going to happen, but it didn't.
Do you have somebody in mind or just like the plan? Somebody at this party?
No, there was someone in mind that I was going to call afterwards, but I didn't get that far. So
she's like, I hope that's a whisk in my back.
But it wasn't going to be anybody that was at either party that you were at. It was going to be somebody you were going to call later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hope that's a freshly made spring roll in my lower back.
And I got
never had a frittata.
Morning.
I haven't either. Shocker.
Oh, like omelets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Drunk? No.
That sounds good.
I like my eggs fluffy.
Fluffy.
I don't like it like an omelet.
But yeah, he took out cutting board, had a whole bunch of veggies, was slicing and dicing. And I was like, it's too late for that.
How many people were there?
It was probably like 6 or 7 people.
But that's all great. But to me, once you break out a cutting board, my first thought is, damn, I'm hungry now, man. Yeah, looks like it's going to take a while. Like, let's make a sandwich. I'd rather have that than go spend, you tell me, frittatas or whatever going to be ready in 45 minutes. I don't have time for that, dude. I'm drunk and I'm ready to eat right now. You got any chips?
Yeah.
Like, let's do something in this moment.
I also told him, I'm like, you're a great host because if anybody was to come to my house, first of all, I'm not cooking for anybody and y'all got to go. Like, I'm ready to sleep. What are you guys doing here? That's really nice.
Well, maybe he didn't want him to leave. Maybe he was enjoying himself.
You can't invite people to party and then at like 10:30 tell them, all right, guys, this is fun. I mean, I've been here an hour and a half. Time to go.
I'm over it.
Yeah. I mean, just when the party's getting wound up, everybody's getting really in the mood, having a good time. You're like, all right, I'm going to bed. You know, I got to be in bed by 11. Y'all get out. See you later.
I'm done. That's me, though. That's why I don't have parties in my house because I'm not going to feed you and I'm going to kick you out.
Right. You don't even offer people snacks.
I know.
I can't imagine that.
Well,
having people over to don't come in looking for your snacks. I don't have anything for y'all.
We don't know the people she has over.
That's true.
You know, we don't know what they're like. Could be eating up all of her groceries.
That's a valid point.
Their restaurant people are crazy.
Yeah.
They're biggest partiers out there. Yeah. The industry people. Yeah, I don't miss it. I was tired. I just wanted to go to my... I did not like waking up in someone else's bed. I didn't like that.
Yeah, there's a certain age where you reach, you're like, "This, I don't like this either." Yeah. Like, you want to get up in your own bed? Because that means you first thing you've got to do is get up and make a move to get home. And nobody needs that hassle.
I was like, I don't want to drive right now.
And because odds are you can't walk home. Not that you, because you're physically incapable of it, but because it's too far to walk. You know what I mean? Like in college, you'd wake up in somebody else's apartment, you realize, oh, damn, I crashed here tonight. All I got to do is walk across the complex to my apartment. You know, or walk down the street, it's fine, it's right down the street. But in this case, like you got, damn, now I got to go and get my car and drive, or I got to call the Uber and get in. I feel like
looking at the sun.
Yeah. Just trying to get back into my place as quickly as possible. Yeah.
And you best believe, as soon as I walked into my apartment, I put comfy clothes on because that was the worst, sleeping in jean shorts. Ugh. I was like, never again.
What shoes did you have?
I had some Vans.
Okay. So at least you were, it wasn't like you had to put on heels or something to walk down and get in your car and drive home or anything.
I gave up wearing heels already. I'm not doing that no more. And for what? It's not going to make much of a difference anyway, so...
So these were two casual parties.
So the first one was a friend's birthday party.
Like a, you know, playground 3-on-3.
I wasn't going to dress up for it. The first one was like a sausage fest. I was like, I don't like the vibes here.
Ooh, I love sausage. See, I thought girls would have liked a sausage fest.
No, it throws off the vibes.
All the attention's on you.
Sometimes, depending on the people that are there, you don't want all the attention on you.
I got you.
Then what was wrong with that crowd at the sausage fest?
They were all nerds.
What kind of nerds? Like Rob nerds?
No, they were just like trying too hard. Like their jokes were just like, and I give it to them. They had been drinking before I got there, and I wasn't drunk. So when you get somewhere and everybody has been drinking already and you're sober, it's like, ugh, annoying. But they're just like making jokes and they weren't funny, and I had to pretend to laugh to be nice. I don't know.
like what is your Urkels?
They were all like hotel owners and stuff.
What does your fake laugh sound like? I'd like the,
like, oh, haha, okay, that's funny. Look
that is
you.
One of the worst. That is one of the worst fake laughs I've ever heard. I mean, if you can't figure out that you don't think they're funny after that.
Well, that's why I was trying to give them nonverbal cues. Yeah. You're not funny.
She's not into us, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a total bitch. Bit of a wet blanket, that one.
Must be a lesbian.
Yeah, definitely.
Were you the only girl there?
There was like two other girls.
Okay.
And there was probably like 12 dudes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Even so, at one point, the guy, because it was at my friend's place, and he, the guy whose birthday was, he even told them, because they were talking about going to the strip club. He's like, well, if you guys go to the strip club, it might help out the, you know, the odds of, women versus men. So you guys should go. So they left. They went to the strip club. And they got a little bit better, but it was already late at that point. I was 2 in the morning. I was like, all right, I'm surprised I've lasted this long. So...
She's leaving. She's leaving. What do we do?
Tackle her.
Get the Tostito scoops.
But I tried. I went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
What time do you think it was that you finally went to sleep?
It was probably like 5 in the morning.
Oh, damn. My goodness. Okay, you did a pretty good job.
I know.
I mean, you partied.
How long till you do that again?
It's going to be a while. Yeah. Probably a few months, maybe until my birthday.
Yeah, so when you get to the point where you say, it's not the alcohol that kills me, it's the going to bed so late.
Yeah.
Then you'll know. You'll know you're old then.
Yeah, yesterday all I wanted to do was sleep, so then I felt like I wasted a Sunday because I was useless.
Yeah.
Just on the couch. I was like, I don't feel like doing anything. I'm going to go get Bojangles, and that's what I did. Yeah. Man. I got 3-piece fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy. Oof.
Mm-hmm. So, Regan, do you take offense to that?
No.
What?
That she just felt, what did you say? Like you had wasted the day? Like you didn't?
I felt useless.
Useless. Like
yeah.
People who just lay around the house on a day are just useless.
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
You still get stuff done laying around the house.
She didn't.
I did not.
She got a 3-piece.
That's on her. Yeah.
She got a 3-piece and a biscuit.
Well, to me, that's something.
That's
That's something. Not bad.
Did you go get the 3-piece and a biscuit, or did you DoorDash it?
I went and got it, and I thought about DoorDashing it. But remember, I told you guys I had deleted the app from my phone so that I wouldn't be tempted to order food all the time. And I was so lazy that I didn't want to download the app, even though it takes more work to drive there. But I was like, no, I'm just going to go.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's amazing stuff. You overcome something. And I think that's a reason to celebrate.
Yeah. I feel it.
A Bojangles 3-piece.
Yeah. I'd kill for a 3-piece and a biscuit right about now.
The skin is just so crispy. Mm, like, yeah. It's the best.
I know.
Like white meat or dark meat, or did you
dark
mix them
meat.
Up? Oh, yeah.
Leg and thigh combo, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's my fave.
That's the way.
And then I use Chick-fil-A sauce as the dipping sauce.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. And I dip the biscuit in Chick-fil-A sauce, too.
Yeah.
Wait, you dip the chicken in something? Some kind of sauce? Regular fried chicken?
The inside part of it, not the skin part, but yeah. Mm. When you get to the bone, I'll take those pieces and dip them in Chick-fil-A sauce.
Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't want anything messing it up. Just a regular fried chicken all over my mouth.
They do.
All over my hands.
In mukbang videos, when people eat fried chicken, they'll get the mashed potatoes and gravy, and they dip the fried chicken right into the gravy and take it down. And it's like, you know, running out of the corners of their mouth. And you're like, oh, my God, that person knows how to eat fried chicken.
I've done that.
It's so good.
You can pour some of that gravy over the mashed potatoes and just sit off to the side, and there's still some left, and you just kind of. A little dollop of that on there.
And I had never tried the mashed potatoes from Bojangles, but I've heard you guys talk about it because they do the white gravy. So it was the first time I had ever tried it.
Yeah. You got some of that gravy on that biscuit, right?
Oh, you better believe
it. Okay, good.
White privilege gravy.
Yeah. At the end, did you take the biscuit at the end and sop up the plate?
And also, I put mac and cheese on the biscuit, too.
Oh, my God.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at htj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Bus. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on AceandTJ.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Hey, Riggins, we were just talking about the delivery apps, and Alexis took hers off of her phone and all because she was, couldn't control herself. What is the one that delivers other things, not just food? Which app is that?
TaskRabbit is okay. One that they'll go to, like Staples for you, or
because we went to Chattanooga for a fun weekend, and my little friend Jenny forgot to pack a brush, and her husband Michael forgot to pack a belt, so we had to take, you know. And we were staying in downtown Chattanooga where there aren't, you know, Walmart and all that kind of stuff. So he ended up paying $65 for a belt. Like, we had to get the Uber driver that was taking us to one of the places where we were going to eat, and had to have the Uber driver stop and let him run in and get a belt. So then he had to tip him
for
doing that. Jenny, we ended up having to do the same thing to get to a Walgreens for her to get a brush and all that. But at one point, was saying, why don't we just get somebody to deliver that? Ask Riggins who delivers the stuff. But I didn't text you at the time because I figured it would be easier if we just finally found it or whatnot.
Yeah, TaskRabbit, that's the one app that you can find somebody to do anything. Take your car to go get the oil changed or, you know, have a key made.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. That's a good one.
Get your oil changed? They'll do that?
They'll do anything. Because what they do is they'll find somebody to do it, right? That's willing to do it for $10 or whatever it is. Fix your wallpaper's peeling in your house. They'll, you know, outsource it, find somebody. They'll be like, okay, they'll do it for $10. You know, that's a good app for miscellaneous things. But a lot of these apps are expanding because they're like, why limit ourselves? If we've got somebody willing to go get food, why not shampoo or a hairbrush or a toothbrush, whatever it was?
Yeah.
You can find somebody to do anything for very small amounts of money.
Have y'all noticed a decrease in the availability of Ubers?
Very much so. But I don't know if it's because it's where I've moved to. Because you get spoiled living in the city. It takes nothing. I get 3 minutes. You get it. By the time I got to the bottom of the elevator, the guy was outside. But now, where I live, it's hard to get one where I live in the suburbs at the moment.
You, Alexis, you said they're getting more scarce.
Yeah, when we went to the event at the restaurant a few weeks ago, I had to order an Uber 2 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the first time that's ever happened.
It was hard in Chattanooga, and that's a city that has, you know, a lot of restaurants and bars. I mean, it's built along those lines of having
downtown.
A downtown area and all that. Yeah. But we had the coolest Uber driver once. He was an older guy. And he said his theory is that a lot of the people driving Ubers are collecting unemployment and the stimulus. So it's not worth it for them to go out and try to make money just dropping people off.
Maybe.
Does that work against your unemployment?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because I would know how to, because you're contract labor, so you're not technically employed by Uber. So I don't know if that counts as employment against your unemployment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's just like, I don't need this extra job anymore or whatever, because I'm getting unemployment.
Man.
I don't need to be out there working any extra.
Yeah, you ought to look at that, though, the other way. Yeah. Damn, I got that extra and I get this thing.
Right.
I'll be rolling.
Maybe they're moving to, you know, delivery apps because they find it probably more traffic delivering food than people going out.
That makes sense.
Could be.
Maybe. I don't know. But a lot of people do that. They'll drive Uber, do DoorDash, Grubhub, Postmates, you know.
All at one time.
Sure.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. The last Uber driver that I had, he told me that this drunk girl threw up in his car and he had to, like, help her out of the car and walk her to the front door. I was like, nope. Can't pay me enough for that.
Even though they charge, I think it's a $150 charge if you throw up in the car, but even though they charge you, he's still got to clean that up.
And he can't work the rest of the night. He's done. Yeah. And then he had to walk her to the front door. No.
That's safe.
Yeah, drunk girl having some stranger walk her to the front door.
Yeah. She just kicked her ass out. I'm like, sorry. Take care. Wash your hair.
You can't just leave her on the sidewalk.
Why not?
Yeah, because she's drunk. Can.
And she just threw up in your car. Sorry. See ya.
And he
kick rocks.
He said she didn't even make a noise. He like looked in the rearview mirror and it was just a throw up coming out of her mouth. So he's like, she didn't even make one sound.
Did it silent.
That's silent.
That's crazy.
That's talent.
Yeah, just like, what?
Or a silent vomit.
Yeah, because when I'm sick, the whole apartment complex is going to know. They'll hear it. Just like I literally feel like I'm dying. Like everything goes into me throwing up. Everything in my body.
Yeah. Do you remember that day she told us, Regan? Well, you don't understand. I hate to throw up.
Yeah.
Oh. Like where everybody else just loves it.
I love it.
No, I'm not like you guys. I hate to throw up.
You're one of the rare hate to throw up people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the last time that I threw up was when I was sick, when we came back from Disney World, like when I now think that I had COVID, and it was brutal. Like it was bad twice, once one day and once the next day, just from being sick. And it was bad, but it was one of those, you know, the whole body.
Violent.
Yeah. And then when it's over, the worst part was when it was over, I didn't feel any better. No, normally you feel better. I didn't feel any better. It's like, damn, I still feel terrible.
And then your throat's sore because of all the acid. Oh, it's just horrible.
Yeah.
And what's worse than that is throwing up from your butt.
Ew. Ew. I bet your butt hurts too at that point.
Hold on. I'm dry heaving from my butt. My butt's dry heaving.
Ew. Now, that would be talent if you could throw up from your butt silently. Mm-hmm. It's never silent.
But when I hear people say they get all dramatic and say they'd rather clean up poop than vomit, I don't believe that.
No.
I just don't believe it.
Who says that?
Yeah, I've never heard.
People who are really grossed out by people who throw up. Like, if I see somebody throw up, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's an interesting take here. This guy Joe says, it is directly related to tax refunds, stimulus, and unemployment. That's why other businesses are struggling, especially fast food. There are local to the station McDonald's that are only serving drinks at certain times of the day because the staff doesn't show.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. You have so
few people. It's hard to get
hands.
All
you do is serve drinks because we don't have enough people. People just don't show for work.
That's so stressful. Like knowing you're going to run a shift and people are calling out. Oh, it's the worst feeling.
That always reminds me with the Popeyes that closed by where we live in Mooresville. Every time I only went there a few times, maybe three, but every time I went there, you really had to want that chicken bad because when you pulled up, from the minute you opened the door, they looked at you like, "What the do you want?"
Yeah, it was terrible service. Yeah,
it was the worst. It went, "Why are you here?" And it didn't matter whether you went to the drive-thru or not. At the drive-thru, they would just stare at you like, you know, whatever you're, $22.50. Like, hey, how's it going? Take your card, close the window. Yeah, they're just, when you went inside, and I was going in one day as the guy was walking out, and he opened the door, And I thought, oh, he's the, you know, the guy that works here. Clearly he's wearing the apron. He's one of the cooks. He'll hold that door for me. And he just walked right by and I missed the door because it went, like I reached for where it was and he just let it close. And I had to reach over and grab it again to open. Like, damn, he just let that close right in front of me.
But the other thing, though, about the Uber problem, you know, if you, it's weird, if you pay somebody not to work, guess what they're not going to do?
Not work.
Is work. Work,
yeah. It's funny how that works.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. So, we may be driving ourselves again soon.
Ew. Damn. Now we got to stay sober.
And there aren't, I mean, if you ask somebody now, say, like, we're having a hard time getting an Uber, like the guys at the valet stand by the hotel, in the hotel we were using. Hey, we're having a hard time getting an Uber. Is there a number for a cab company? And they're like, what?
What is that?
I know.
Cab?
Cabs? I don't know. You probably have to see them at the front desk for that.
Yeah. Like, what? Suddenly it's a foreign concept.
Yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for cab driver. I mean, yeah, cab companies. You know, in regular cities, not in like New York and all that, they still have a bunch of cabs and all, but
because it's still faster and easier in a city like New York to step outside and get a cab than to call an Uber 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to do that. I've never done it. Like, it'd be New York and just, hail a cab. I would love that.
I think it's illegal here where we live. I don't think you can hail a cab. Yeah.
And you don't really see them out there like that.
You know what's embarrassing, though? What you have to get used to is hailing a cab and it not stopping for you. Because, I mean, it's in New York. It happens to New Yorkers all the time. But the first few times you step out, and like, you know, when he goes by, you're like, oh, damn, that's embarrassing. He just, I'm like, I'm staying with my hand up.
They ignore Joe.
Because for a while, to me, it makes sense that if the light's on, you're like, you're telling me, hey, look at me. I'm available. I got the light on. But that's not the way it works. The light means they've got people in the cab. So my dumb ass would step out there and be like, we'll grab his cab right here. Come on. Nobody's stopping. Because I look like a dumbass out here. Then I finally figured out, the light means they're occupied already. That's stupid. What? Shouldn't the light mean I'm available?
Yeah.
I didn't know that at the time. It's like, and I thought I was like, look like an idiot. Because I'm like, I can't get a cab to save my life. Oh, that's why, because I'm doing it backwards. I'm letting the ones with no light go by.
Cab driver's look at this guy.
Yeah. Who's that idiot?
My wife and her sister and her mom went to New York on a trip one time. It was the first time they had been to New York City. And, of course, Adam, our manager, who's from Manhattan, says, I'll come down from the suburbs. I'll meet them in the city, kind of show them around a little bit and help them out, you know, for a day and whatnot. So they were standing there trying to get a cab, and Jody said that Adam just flipped into full-on see-in-a-movie kind of New Yorker. And the cab wouldn't stop, and he said, oh, that's great, like flipping him off, going, you effing schmuck.
You will.
Yeah.
He will do that, though.
And so Jody's mom's standing there, and her old country-ass sister, oh, my God.
Did I tell you, when I went up there, just me and him, he put me in a cab and told, like, in the middle of the city, he goes, get out. So I get out, and he gets another cab in the middle of the street, and he goes, leans into my cab that he's just put me in. He goes, take him to JFK, Terminal D, go, and slams the door. And the guy, like, didn't even say a word, just started driving. Yeah. I went, I can't believe that worked. Take him to JFK, Terminal D, go. Sorry, but it works. I guess that's how you do it.
It is New York.
Yeah,
that's how they talk normally.
Yeah. Just, life.
It's up north, that's how it is.
He hates dealing with them now, though. His own kind.
I bet he does.
The New Yorkers, now that he's moved to the South.
Because they're rude. All people from up north are rude.
Even before that, dealing with us so much, you know, we showed him how to be polite and how people should treat each other.
There was a whole thing on TikTok the other day. A guy was talking about how he'd moved from, I was like, Chicago to I want to say he moved into South Carolina. And he was talking about the difference between the people. Like, I'm never going back, how much nicer it is. And I started looking at the comments, and it was all people saying amen to that. You know, it threw me at first and all that kind of stuff. But the number of people And I always think about Tracy, who used to work for us, that when she bought a condo and she used to live in Manhattan, and she came and goes, I'm not going to like this. She goes, there's too many people. They're coming by. They're bringing me food. They're knocking on the door and introducing themselves. And she said after about 2 weeks, she came and goes, I was wrong. I really like it. It's very nice now.
Yeah. It's not horrible.
But why do they have to continue voting the way they did in New York? Yeah. Why do they think everybody's so miserable up there? It's because of the way the places are run. They're miserable people because they're having to deal with that all the time, with those policies and all that. Leave the voting up there. Change whole new lease on life here.
It's like the thing you've always said. Why come down here, like it, then say, oh, now I need to make this place more like
yeah.
what I realize I don't like.
Yeah, you hated where you were, and this is paradise to you, but now you want to change it. Just doesn't make sense to me. That's why I don't like them anymore. I don't want them down here.
Them being who?
Adam and his family.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Today's National Grilled Cheese Day. Mm. Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. I like grilled cheese sandwiches on a bigger bread rather than just regular sandwich bread that you have at home.
Yeah.
Like on Texas toast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or even on a French bread.
Ooh.
Is good.
I've never had it on French bread.
No.
That would be good.
Do y'all do it with butter on the bread or butter in the skillet?
Oh.
I do butter in the skillet, but I put mayo on the bread.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I go butter on the bread.
Mm-hmm.
A little butter on the bread. I take that back. I have had it on French toast. TJ, you're right, because that used to be a breakfast thing for my mom. Mm-hmm. She would slice that French toast in half.
Yeah.
And do it that way. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you do, Alexis? Butter in the skillet?
Butter in the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's way easier. I'm trying to spread butter,
but it gives it more of a brown on the outside. I think when you melt the butter in the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like tomato soup, and that's usually the one that goes with grilled cheese the most. Is tomato soup.
Really?
That's the only time I eat it.
Yeah, me too.
And I dip the sandwich in the soup.
Yeah, I'm not married to that tomato soup thing. I'll dip it in any kind of soup. Vegetable soup, chicken noodle soup.
Chunky soup.
Chunky soup.
Turtle soup.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But we always had it when I was growing up it was grilled cheese and bean with bacon soup, that Campbell's bean with bacon soup that I haven't had since I was, in probably 15 years I haven't.
It holds up.
Yeah.
Really
it's
good.
Still good.
Yo, yeah.
So it's like dump it in a We always did it in a pot. We didn't do it in the microwave. You dump it in a pot with half a can of water. Boom.
Boom. Mix it up. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's good. And it's got this color on it that is just the least appetizing color in the world, but it is so good.
And what kind of beans are they?
I think white beans.
Are they just regular white?
Yeah, chopped up. It's not like whole beans, you know, because it's like a puree. But once you break it all down, it's good. Real salty.
Mm-hmm. Grilled cheese, puts bacon on it or tomato on it or
bacon.
Both.
Man,
I don't put that on my grilled cheese.
You don't put bacon on your grilled cheese?
No.
Oh, it's a game changer.
So I've never done that either, but I can't imagine it would be bad.
So good.
Yeah, that one I had at Carnegie Deli was the best grilled cheese I've ever had.
It sounds delicious. That's
right. Yeah, they did tomato, bacon.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Cheese, yeah. But that was good.
So what they put they put the cheese, just kind of grilled the cheese to one side of the bread, and then they put the bacon and tomato on there to polish it off, kind of thing?
Yeah, what I do if I'm making a breakfast sandwich, like if I make an egg sandwich.
Yeah.
Or some kind of a breakfast sandwich, I'll put butter on both pieces of bread and lay them down side by side in the skillet. Then put the toppings on one side and then put one piece of bread on top of the other and then flip it.
Yep.
So you're cooking them at the same time, but you can build the sandwich while the other piece of bread's cooking too.
Yep.
Right. So when you have lettuce and tomato, when you have lettuce and tomato, you just put those on last, right? Because you don't want the lettuce and tomato getting hot in the skillet.
A tomato's fine getting hot in the skillet.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't put lettuce on it.
Oh, okay.
Some hot put on it, lettuce, on an egg sandwich, so I'll do the egg and break the yolk just a little bit so it cooks but still has a little bit of a runny texture to it when you bite into the sandwich, and then do the rest of it like the bread from a grilled cheese sandwich. Put bacon on it. Gee, you rest good that day.
I just love when we talk about food. It makes my whole heart so happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love food.
Ooh. Rob eats bologna on his grilled cheese sandwich.
He would.
Bologna and cheese?
That's not bad.
On grilled cheese? I don't know. It's just, like, I don't think bologna is that popular. Like, I don't see people eat bologna.
I hate it.
As a kid, it was always in my house, mainly as a catch-all for whenever I was hungry. There was always a pack of bologna in the house because my mom, got anything to eat? If you want something, make yourself a sandwich. Damn. Okay. Not to make myself a bologna thing. That's why it was there. It was just all the time.
What is bologna made out of?
Don't ask.
Lips and air holes. I don't know.
Pork, mostly. But you can get beef bologna.
But it's like leftover stuff?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't
ask questions.
Yeah. Yuck. Yeah. Sounds like it would be, though.
I like how Rob says he likes bologna, and Alexa says, yeah, he would. That means. What does that mean?
He just looks like someone that loves bologna. I don't know. Yeah, bologna head.
Bologna head.
I'm just kidding.
Bologna's so good.
Just to eat it.
Oh, like on white, soft white bread with mayo, salt, and pepper? I mean, get out of
it. And it has a weird texture to me, too. Like, I don't like the texture of it.
Kind of firm.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
I almost bought some bologna at the grocery store last week, and then I looked at the package. It was $7 for a package of bologna.
What?
Get the hell out. Bologna's supposed to be cheap, but the big thing of Oscar Mayer was like $7.15 or $7.20.
Oh, but you're buying the
it was the thicker one than the normal one, but even I think that's the smaller one was $4.
There's a guy here that just texted us and said there's a grilled cheese restaurant called Tom and Chi, and they make a grilled cheese sandwich that has barbecue chips on it, and that thing is delicious.
Oh, I bet that would be good. Right. Give it a nice crunch.
Now, they mean barbecue chips by like potato chips?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, what other barbecue chips?
I don't know what they're defining as a chip, but I would think, man, if you just took some barbecue and had a grilled cheese, and then put barbecue on it with some sauce. Damn, that'd be good, too.
When I managed the barbecue restaurant, there was a grilled cheese that we would do with pulled pork and a drizzle of barbecue sauce, and it was so, and we used Texas toast for it. Oh, it was so good. We had a brisket grilled cheese, too, that we would do. Oh, yeah. So good.
Well, there you go. Today's the day to get all of that.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
But you can use too much cheese.
Yep, you sure can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. just overpower everything.
Yeah.
Who comes up with these days, though, and how do you get it recognized? You know what I mean? Even though it's not a holiday. But who creates, you know, obviously this is probably from the cheese industry or the dairy industry or something.
Big cheese.
Yeah. How do they get that into information that everybody in the country knows? Oh, hey, today is set aside as National Grilled Cheese Day.
Press release, probably.
Yeah.
If you're Kraft or whoever did it.
Taco Day.
Taco Day.
And then there's International Taco Day.
Yeah, whatever.
International A&F. Yeah,
Taco Day here is just for America. International means every country needs to be celebrating tacos.
I like my tacos American. American tacos.
You register.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
Yeah, there's a National Day Archives. Do you have a passion for someone or something deserving of a national day? It's now easy to create and register a national day in the National Day Registry.
We need a Nace and TJ Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's national recognition of something. Yeah. All one has to do is register the special day, send an application to the people at the National Day Calendar website. That's it.
Imagine people working there. What they're like.
Oh, wow. If the day is approved, the applicant must pay $2,300 to $4,500, depending on whether the company wants National Day Calendar help in promoting the holiday, to have it written on the calendar.
Oh, there you go.
And that's why there's no National Ace and TJ Day, right?
I mean, they have like National Mud Tire Day.
Hell yeah.
National Chrome Spinners Day.
You damn right.
They should.
Yeah. So I didn't know there was money involved in that. That's
$4,000, yeah.
They're making money at that office.
It's like one dork. Yeah, exactly. That's running this whole shebang.
He's like a council. Yeah, it's like one person.
$20,000.
He's getting like one group a day to register. Yeah. He's knocking down $4,000 a day just sitting there doing nothing.
We'll put it on the calendar.
If you want our help. It's going to cost you.
I'm the official calendar keeper.
Yeah.
I see who gets in and who doesn't.
Once you get it, though, it stays with you, right?
I would imagine.
So you don't have to pay for it every year. It's just a one-time fee.
Things are changing. You pay me every year.
That's why it's like today's National Grilled Cheese Day. It's also National Bunny Ears Day. Yeah, and like there can be so many different things in one day.
It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
National Donkey Punch Day. Stupid stuff.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
You know the Harlem Globetrotters theme song, Sweet Georgia Brown?
Yeah.
The whistling song? Mm-hmm. That's a ragtime song from 1925 that was about a hooker.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Damn. What's it called?
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Sweet Georgia Brown. That was her name?
I guess. There aren't words to it, though, are there? It's just an instrumental.
I just Googled lyric. Yeah, there are words.
Oh, there are?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, no chick maid could be the same as Sweet Georgia Brown. Crazy feet that dance so neat has Sweet Georgia Brown. Fella sigh and even cry for Sweet Georgia Brown. I just tell you why, you know I don't lie. It's been said she knocks them dead in any old town since she came... Since she came right, it's a shame how she brings them down.
Yikes.
Oh, they ruined their life, giving all their money to that. Okay.
But the song that's been, you know, thrilling kids for generations to hear that whistling Sweet Georgia Brown was all about some lady of the evening. Hooker, trollop, tramp.
Damn.
Prostitute.
Not really what you expected, is it?
Sounds like a euphemism for like heroin or something, that Sweet Georgia Brown. It does. A drug.
Or a sexual maneuver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give her the old Sweet Georgia Brown. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The old.
Yeah, so, yeah. The husband busts open the door, and there's Ray. Giving his wife the old Sweet Georgia Brown just as hard as he could.
Hell yeah. That's amazing. The old Sweet Georgia Brown, the old Alabama pancake. Do you know what a Pittsburgh platter is, Alexis?
No.
Okay.
Don't Google.
I was like, who was into
the
home.
Who was into the Pittsburgh platter? Was it Chuck Berry?
Yeah, and an actor named Lauren Green played the dad on Bonanza.
Of course,
yeah.
The dad in Bonanza was a big fan of.
He did Alpo dog commercials for years and years and years when we were kids. Like one of the last people you would ever think of as being into something weird and dirty like that. You're like, that guy. Is that confirmed?
We're just like, that's just we're dragging this guy's name.
Because I don't want to Google it. That's why I'm asking. Oh.
That's just what the rumors have always been. And, you know, he's no longer with us on this earth. He had passed, so we're not going to get sued for saying it. Same with Chuck Berry.
Did you just Google it, Alexis?
I did. Like, why would anybody like that?
I don't know.
Oh, you Googled what
it means.
The act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
I mean, what is there a topic you just search called celebrities who are into the Pittsburgh Platter?
I guess. I didn't make that up. I mean, I think I heard that from y'all.
About Chuck Berry?
Yeah.
Oh.
So where'd you find it? You freak.
I don't remember.
You freak?
He may have told me. I don't even know.
Chuck?
Yeah.
Is there anything, any of those types of moves or whatever you would call them that has Carolina in the name?
Carolina? Oh, yeah.
There is?
Oh, sure.
Or Charlotte?
Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know about Charlotte. Yeah.
Oh, these also, like, oh, also search for are not good.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And nobody really does most of those things.
Yeah. I mean, the Houdini, that's ridiculous. No one's ever done that. Siri, I would never.
Like, you don't even have to know what it is, but just to know that it's in that category.
The Houdini's not a gross one. It was just where you're having sex with somebody, and then you leave, and your friend comes in and keeps having sex with the person, and then you go outside and then get the person's attention in the window and wave at them. So, oh my God, who is? Yeah, I mean, it's terrible.
That's no messed up.
Yeah, I mean, most of these are illegal and morally reprehensible.
And again, you point out the things that people have never done, but they're like, okay, here's the I got a funny one. You know,
yeah, right. Eiffel Tower. Yeah. You know, that actually probably has happened.
Yeah, I'm sure that has happened.
That's a common one.
And I don't know any of them outside of what Riggins has told me.
Yeah, well, you probably knew a Blumpkin.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Okay. Well,
outside of that one, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know the minivan.
The minivan, yeah, that's a class. An oldie, but a goodie. Again, one that you probably would never do. That's a 2 in the front, 6 in the back.
Oh, what?
I mean, ridiculous.
That's a real thing?
I mean, as real as the internet says it is. I don't know. I've never tried it. I mean, what's real? What does that mean?
You could make it a real
thing. Oh, yeah. God. That just doesn't sound fun for anybody.
What a great answer, though. As real as the internet says
I mean,
it is.
I don't know.
Never is there a list of all of the sexual Guinness or sexual records? I don't know if it's part of the Guinness Book of Records or not.
World sex records?
Yeah. You know, like most men in one day and all of that kind of stuff. It's the only one I've ever heard of.
That's the only one I've heard of.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are. Some pervert probably is in charge of that.
how do we get registered?
Yeah.
Let's see. No, it doesn't appear that there is. They're just websites that have put some together. Like 8 crazy Guinness World Record holders in the sex category.
Can you even read them?
The longest kiss is one.
Oh. How long was that?
Let's see.
How many days?
Probably days.
Yeah. They, 2 people made out in Thailand for 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds.
Okay.
They didn't sleep, didn't eat, or even take a bathroom break. They were awarded cash, 2 diamond rings, and immortality in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Immortality.
Wow. do you think they just peed in their pants while they were doing it? Because could you go 58 hours without peeing?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I couldn't.
There's a guy from Japan who made his country proud. He has the record for the longest solo action.
Mm-hmm.
9 hours and 58 minutes. He beat the previous record.
No pun intended.
which was also his own by 28 minutes. So he's set the record twice.
Does that mean that's how long he went, you know, continuously doing that? With only one ending? You know what I mean?
I would assume.
Yeah, I would imagine.
What? 9 hours?
9 hours.
Yikes.
Most orgasms in an hour from 1966.
My ex-girlfriend.
some lady apparently had 134 over the course of an hour.
That sounds exhausting. like, what?
The world's biggest orgy was 250 men and women gathered in Japan. They gathered specifically to create the world's largest orgy. The whole act was choreographed so that couples were. Oh, never mind. We don't
in an attempt to create the stinkiest room ever. I mean, how repulsive.
And a couple of these are whatever. They're kind of, they're just even, it goes downhill even more.
Bunch of freaks.
So, yeah, so Guinness doesn't have a place they've collected them, but other people have.
Imagine keeping time for the guy that's just pleasuring himself all day. You're just like, oh. I got 7.5 more hours of watching this.
And you can't look away. Because if he stops for one second, it's over. You know?
Better keep going. Sorry, I got to go to Milwaukee today. And I'm sleeping in a Best Western so I can monitor this guy playing with himself all day. Shoot me. Who's got that gig?
It would have taken a lot of them to be able to monitor the orgy one.
Yeah. And the woman having 100, you just have to take her word for it. I guess there's another one. Oh, okay. Yeah. In an hour, 133?
Yeah, I wonder how they did determine that. Because usually they won't just take your word for something at, you know, Guinness.
I don't know.
I know about them faking them.
They said the male record was 16.
In an hour?
In an hour.
Huh. Okay. Well, they would have had to have taken his word on some of those as well.
Would have to, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hopefully.
Yeah. You're like, ooh, is that knee cartilage that just came out? I got nothing left.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around, therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy, no fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.